702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Well, there have been many stories about corruption in South Africa and its consequences. Much of this has been the destruction of infrastructure, the failure to deliver services. But in the instance of Babita Deokaran, it led to the assassination of someone who was trying to do a job as chief director for financial accounting in the Gauteng Department of Health. She was gunned down this time a year ago, August 2021. In the interim, a number of people have been charged with her murder. Of course, there is always this said that once you found the killers, you need to find out who might have paid the killers. And News24's investigative division, and you've heard them talking on our show, has been doing some quite remarkable work digging through the contracts that have been paid out by the Gauteng Department of Health, and focusing in particular on Tembisa Hospital, where a quite extraordinary, but you have to say extremely obvious, pattern of payments has been going on. And Tembisa Hospital was identified in correspondence from Babita Deokaran to people above her and in her own department, saying that this was exactly what she was digging into. When I say remarkable, an absolutely disproportionate amount of money being spent by that hospital, first of all, given the number of people it actually serves, but secondly, an absolutely off-the-charts number of payments made, just below the 500,000 rand threshold, which is where certain aspects of public finance management don't kick in. After a long period of silence from the Gauteng government, it's now been announced that the Gauteng provincial government is, quote, treating this matter in a very serious light. And consequently, the Office of the Premier is finalizing the process of appointing an independent forensic investigator to investigate the allegations that have surfaced relating to the case. To talk about this, we're joined by Motlalifi Libota, who is the Director for Strategy and Media Liaison at the Gauteng Office of the Premier. Mr. Libota, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What is this forensic investigator going to investigate? Will it specifically focus on the contracts around Tembisa Hospital?
Good afternoon, John, and the listeners. I actually missed you there.
My first question to you, Mr. Libota, what will the forensic investigator focus on? Will he or she be focused specifically on the contracts around Tembisa Hospital, which has been very much the focus of the investigation by News 24?
No, thank you so much, John. The independent forensic investigator will be focusing on all the issues related to contracts in Gauteng hospitals and the Department of Health. So that's inclusive of Tembisa Hospital.
Why would you give such a wide brief when the matters that are very much now in the public domain focus on one particular hospital? I ask that because often when you get a wider focus, you get a much longer timeline, you get diluted attention, and you get a spreading of resources when it would seem, certainly from what News 24 has uncovered, there's a very clear target and a very clear focus that needs government's attention urgently.
No, definitely, John. As you have quoted in your own intro that, even Premier David Makura reviews this in a very serious light. So the focus will definitely be on the issues that are being raised regarding Tembisa Hospital. But all that I'm just saying is that it will not only be focusing on Tembisa Hospital, but all the issues. But obviously, once terms of references are concluded, those will be communicated. And we will be communicating, regularly to keep the public updated about the developments in that case.
When will the terms of reference be ready?
As soon as the investigator is appointed, which should happen in the next week, we'll definitely be communicating those terms of references and the timelines into this investigation.
I'm trying to understand, though, why, and I'll tell you why I'm asking this. A while back, and I know this is not your department, and I don't believe you were in this position at that time, but there was a problem at a school in Tembisa, which was built on a waterlogged area, and after 86 million rand, the school's never been opened. When we asked about investigation into it, they said they were going to look at all contracts, and because They were looking at all contracts. We've never heard from them again. I'm not even sure if that ever progressed. Now, I'm not asking you to comment on that because that's not in your domain, but I'm merely making the point to you, Mr. Libota, that if the terms of reference are wide, we are much less likely to get an effective outcome here. Is the Premier mindful of that, and can we hopefully anticipate that the terms of reference will be focused in on what's been dug up by other people arguably doing government's work for it?
No, definitely, John. That much I can assure you that, focus will be given to this matter. And also to emphasize that, even this appointment, it's from the Gauteng Office of the Premier to ensure that these matters are, expeditiously executed so that we can get to the bottom of all the issues that are being raised. Also, equally, what I need to mention is that with the tragic death of Ms. Diokaran, also exposed an issue that, there might be an issue with the safety of whistleblowers. So we are also pushing on this case to ensure that we build that confidence amongst employees, even members of the public, so that they can know that if they witness any wrongdoing and they come forward, action definitely gets taken. So I can assure you and the listeners that this is something that is a top priority, and the conclusion of this matter will also be a top priority.
Why did it take an investigation by a newspaper group or a media group to get government to appoint an independent investigator like this? Because part of the News 24 stories, and I don't know if you followed them as closely as I have, was that these were the very issues that Babita Diokaran herself was raising. Why has it taken, in effect, a public scandal for the Premier to act when, at the time of her death, he committed that no stone would be left unturned?
No, definitely, John. Processes have been there, but all that I'm saying is that, this investigation is aimed at ensuring that we fast-track this process, because it's definitely unacceptable that it has taken this long, and I'm not going to be, defending that about the period now, but I can assure you now that action is being taken and heads will definitely roll.
Just for people who may not have read this, I'm just going to read to you the latest from the News 24 expose, which I think makes much more clearly the point that I've just made. And I'm quoting here. These payments were among thousands of transactions flagged by Babita Diokaran 3 weeks before she was assassinated. She called for a forensic probe and confided in Gauteng Health Boss Lerato Madjo that her life may be in danger. Madjo sat on Diokaran's safety concerns until after the whistleblower was assassinated, and her pleas for a focused investigation died with her. They're making it very plain from their investigations that all the facts they've laid bare were available to the Gauteng Health Department well before she was shot and killed in the driveway of her home. Mr. Libota, will the investigation include an investigation into why there was so much inaction from within government, and not just investigate whoever may have profited illegally from these contracts?
No, definitely, John. That's the whole idea, because remember that these are officials in one department. So hence the Premier felt that, even the slow movement in this issues could be a fact that, some of the people who are involved may be still occupying positions of responsibility and also not doing enough in getting to the bottom of these issues. So this whole appointment is meant at fast-tracking and ensuring that we get someone outside of government who will be able to, get into the bottom of these issues without fear or favor or any prejudice.
Now, the Gauteng government has in the past got people from outside of government to investigate catastrophes of a similar nature. What guarantees are you able or willing to give our listeners in the Gauteng public now, Mr. Libota, that when the investigation has been done, it will actually be released? I ask this in the light of the fact that the Bank of Lisbon blaze, which cost 3 Joburg firefighters their lives 4 years ago, that report has still not been released.
No, definitely, John. I can assure the listeners that this matter will be concluded. And also touching on the issue of the Bank of Lisbon, there are some reports, but there are still some reports that are outstanding, which is outside of the ambit of the Gauteng Provincial Government. But on this matter, this is something that will be within the ambit of the Gauteng Provincial Government. And as you would recall, that Premier David Makura on the 31st of May, released a report on the work that's been done in curbing corruption in the province. And the premier has also, you know, been on a roadshow meeting with officials in the department. So it's definitely work that is currently ongoing and at an accelerated pace. So we'll definitely be communicating developments as this investigation unfolds.
And just a final question. Can you, as the Gauteng government, commit to a timeline after the report has been received that within 1 month, 5 weeks, whatever it might be, the public will have sight of what's been uncovered?
Yeah, no, we'll definitely be in a position to give timelines, like I said earlier on, once the appointment has been finalized and we've agreed on the terms of reference and the timelines, we'll definitely be communicating those to the public.
Thanks very much. Motlalefi Libota is the Director for Strategy and Media Liaison at the Gauteng Office of the Premier, 20 past five.